You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As we approach Veterans Day this Monday, we thought it would be a good idea to take some time to recognize our veterans, as well as the programs that help them. One organization is the Idaho Military Legal Alliance. For the last 4 years, the IMLA has been working to increase access to pro bono legal services for our state's military population. Joining us live in studio is Matthew Wolf with IMLA, Sarah Carney with the Veterans Justice Outreach Center, and First Lieutenant Brandon Carpen, a JAG at Gowan Field. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Matthew, for people who aren't familiar with the Idaho Military Legal Alliance, tell us a little bit about what it is.
Yeah. So IMLA, we are a section of the Idaho Bar, like you said, that provides free legal services for veterans. The Alliance itself, I would say, is a group of community partners that work together to put on clinics and to help sponsor clinics. While we are primarily focused in the Treasure Valley right now, we are slowly working to expand to some of the other regions of Idaho, but currently just here in the Valley. A few ways we do that. We have monthly general walk-in clinics, which Sarah will talk a little bit more about. And we also do quarterly wills clinics at the VA, where any veteran or spouses of veterans, if they're widowed, can come in and we'll do a full estate plan package for them for absolutely for no cost to them.
And Sarah, your program that you're with, it's through the VA, correct?
Correct.
How important is it to have programs like this available to veterans?
It's an incredible resource. I work primarily with veterans involved in the criminal justice system, but all veterans that we encounter at the VA at some point or other have some civil legal matters that they need addressed. And the law, the world of the legal world can be incredibly intimidating and overwhelming. And so to be able to have an attorney who volunteers their time to listen to their questions, to answer those questions, give them direction, is a huge resource. The walk-in clinics that we do once a month at the VA, the attorneys that come in spend about 20 to 30 minutes with each veteran and really provide them with a lot of support, give them a clear picture as to what to expect in the legal world, answer those questions that can be so incredibly overwhelming and intimidating.
And Lieutenant Carpen, why do attorneys, you know, for free, I mean, they give their time to do this?
Well, I guess from my perspective, from the Guard, it's our mission. We have to. And then I guess from the legal perspective, speaking on behalf of the Bar, I think it's because we want to. I think there's a lot of attorneys, including myself, that got involved in the legal profession because we want to help. And this is a population that that is in need.
And why are they in need? Because I think there might be some people wondering, like, well, I mean, can't you go just ask an attorney, go to an office, get your questions answered? Sarah, what barriers do you see with the veterans that you come in contact with on a daily basis at the VA?
Well, with the legal clinic, we oftentimes see bankruptcy, landlord-tenant issues, domestic relations, whether it be custody or divorce. Those are the primary reasons that people would come into the clinic. Oftentimes that is such an intimidating process to begin, and a veteran can feel incredibly overwhelmed. That's why it's nice to have the clinic at the VA. It's a safe place where they are familiar, they feel comfortable. So it brings down that level of stress for the veteran. And so some of those barriers that to access those resources in the community is it's costly. And a lot of times someone who's not in the know as to who to go to ask for help, that intimidating factor can prevent them from accessing what resources there are available in the community. So this is a nice, easy way to access those resources.
And Matthew, you've seen, I'm sure, through the Idaho Military Legal Alliance that, I mean, not only are veterans, many of them have, you know, been overseas. They have been in war zones. Then they leave the military and they have to get reacquainted with civilian life. So there are already so many things that they have to deal with. Is this just one more piece of the puzzle that to try to make that integration a bit easier?
I would say so. When you have soldiers come back from overseas, a lot of times they have trouble readjusting to life here. And unfortunately, sometimes there are divorces that happen when people are overseas, or are custody issues that happen. And as Sarah said, sometimes they just don't know who to talk to or what to do about it. And unfortunately, as a veteran myself, sometimes we're just too stubborn to ask for help. So the fact that there is an organization here that's specifically designed for veterans, a lot of the attorneys that volunteer have been in the military. You see, we have a first lieutenant here with us, and we've seen that when you have people that have been in the military, you have they're more willing to talk to other people that have been in the military. So I think that is another piece that we can add.
And Lieutenant Carbon, do you find that when you volunteer, is just the fact that when a veteran understands that you yourself are in the military,
yeah,
how does the conversation change?
I think it puts them more at ease. And to put it in context, we're not talking about a small percentage of the population. Over 10% of the adult population in Idaho is a veteran. That's far greater than the national average. 6%, it's approximately 150,000 to 200,000 people in Idaho. And speaking to someone in uniform, I think, is just easier for a lot of those people.
And kind of piggyback on that, we found out your first guest, or her dad was in the Marines. So, I mean, there's a military connection there. And the previous guest was also in the Navy. So just the military connection here is, it's amazing how many people have either been in it or just somehow connected to it.
Or a family member. Yeah, you go into conversation, you're right, and you see that. We're talking with Matthew Wolf with the IMLA, Sarah Carney with the Veterans Justice Outreach Center, and First Lieutenant Brendan Carpen at a JAG at Gowan Field. So you mentioned these walk-in clinics. And you've got some specific coming up, right, Sarah, that are about regarding like debt collection and things like that.
We are. We are in the process of developing a new clinic for debt collection in partnership with IMLA. But we do currently have our walk-in clinics once a month at the Boise VA. And then we also have our quarterly wills clinic. So we actually have our wills clinic tomorrow at the Boise VA, as well as our walk-in clinic tomorrow as well.
And and to piggyback on what Sarah says, as she said, we have two general walk-in clinics, one here in Boise and one in Caldwell.
Correct.
And we take anybody who wants to come, any veteran we talk to. We are also developing, in partnership with the American Legion, a specific debtors' rights and bankruptcy clinic. We've seen there's a couple of family law clinics in the valley here, and we wanted to focus on something a little bit differently and just specific the debtors' bankruptcy issues. And sometimes with the walk-in clinics, Brandon can talk about, is sometimes we have veterans that come in who think they have a legal problem, and after talking to us, they realize that they don't. And even just that realizing that they don't have a problem is just such a huge relief to some people.
And do you see that sometimes, Brandon?
Yeah, I would add, though, it's not always a huge relief. Sometimes it's taken with consternation. But yet, I think that it's just an access to an outlet at a lot of these clinics. I think everyone in just generally in our population has some kind of a legal issue they've dealt with or faced, and it's just easier to talk to someone free of charge.
Right.
As
we said, especially if they're a veteran, to be talking with someone, you know, I mean, not all the attorneys who volunteer are veterans, but many of them are, or active duty like you are. So this is open to any veteran, correct?
Any veteran, correct. They don't need to be eligible for VA. They don't need to have a service-connected disability or anything of that nature. Just any veteran who has served in the U.S. military can access these clinics. And I do want to encourage any attorneys that are thinking about volunteering. They don't need to be a veteran themselves. Just any attorney who has an interest in giving back to our community, to our veteran community, is more than welcome to work with us on meeting those needs.
So you said you are developing these new debt collection clinics. Why that specific? I mean, are we seeing, I mean, I would think with issues with, as we've seen with rent skyrocketing, things like that, this is affecting our veterans as well.
It is a frequent issue that we were confronting in our regular walk-in clinic, and so we wanted to have a little bit more specialized resources to address those needs. Many of our veterans are on a fixed income, maybe it's service-connected disability, or maybe they're retired, and so we want to make sure that we are addressing those needs, because we all know that when we have financial issues, that creates an insurmountable amount of stress, and so we want to do what we can to alleviate that stress.
So if you have a clinic tomorrow, you said, so how do people find out about when and where the clinics are? Do they just go to your website, or how do they find that information?
So a couple ways. We have our website is IdahoMilitaryLegalAlliance.org. One really long word there. We have a Facebook page. You can also contact us through our Facebook page, and we try to keep you updated of the clinics in the area. And the Idaho State Bar website. Whether you're an attorney or whether you're a veteran looking for a clinic, you can always go idahostatebar.gov. I don't know the website.
Google it.
If you Google Idaho State Bar, it'll come up.
And all of the clinics actually in the community in Treasure Valley in general are on that website as well.
But these are specific to veterans, we should say, free of charge. And it's a walk-in, so it means they don't have to have an appointment.
Correct.
So I would say the only exception to that is our Wills Clinic, because there's such a huge demand for the Wills Clinic that we ask that you call and make an appointment ahead of time, generally for the Wills Clinic. But the other two clinics are completely walk-in.
Well, thank you for the work that you do, because, I mean, especially as you pointed out, Brendan, I mean, 10% of our population in Idaho, that's a large number of veterans. So especially since we're getting close to Veterans Day, it's a good thing to recognize our vets. So thank you all very much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We've been speaking with Matthew Wolf with the IMLA, Sarah Carney with the Veterans Justice Outreach Center, and First Lieutenant Brendan Carpen, a JAG at Gowanfield, talking about walk-in clinics that the IMLA does, and there is one tomorrow at the VA in Boise. Up next, how a federally funded grant helped create art in the city of McCall. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.